Okay, now, I guess that the son knows about it, and I guess that he approves of it.
The father tells me that the son doesn't yet know about it, but that he's going to tell the son on Saturday when they go to the World Series game. And boy, the way it reads is as follows.
Well, that's it.
That's exactly right. Worked it out together. Really. And I think the desert.
That's good.
He's feeling pretty good now. Yeah, I'm keeping him in the country.
I just sure think that's indicated more than anything I know, because this man has these 40 folks and they just go around and plant things, and it's the damnedest thing you ever saw. And you know, poor little Eddie, he cried one time when I went on the ticket in 60 and just said to me, if you do it, said, you'll be destroyed. You just don't have any idea what I went through and what's happening. One time I was down in Palm Beach and the old man said to me, that son of a bitch, and what he said about his ancestry and everything else is the worst you ever heard about Eddie Wiseland. But I have just been watching this thing, and I know I don't have an obsession, and I know I'm not a mean man, and I know I'm not after anybody, but I look into this whole picture, and I'm convinced that's where God got all his problems. I'm convinced that's where every bit of the problem, I wouldn't tell anybody but you, I'm convinced that's where all the problem with Bobby Baker started. I'm convinced that that's all the problem with Fulbright. It's headed up right there. He supplied Fulbright these reports on Dodd and on Julius Klein. He brought them all up and gave them to Fulbright. He's got the whole thing stirred. Somebody comes in the other day and tells me that on the Billy Saul Estes thing, he did all the Billy Saul thing and wouldn't let him give them to Hoover, the agricultural reports, because anything he wanted to be sure of, if they couldn't find some way pertaining to Johnson, even back there when I was just been vice president a year or so, all of that went on. You remember the real battle on that? He has Pearson now that he's given regular leaks to besides Evan. He's had at least a half a dozen books written that go out and suggest the books. He's infiltrated the press in Nashville, Los Angeles, Detroit, each place with one of his men, and then this man works feverishly to get these things done. He takes about 6, 8, 10 columnists up regularly, and they come back, then they spew out. It'll be the commission, the Warren Commission this week. The next week, it'll be the cities. The next week, it'll be poverty and how we're spending money on beautification, not on poverty. And all the time, he's way in the background and never seen, but these things are moving. And I would just think of the folks that have been subjected to great difficulties connected with me. Walter Jenkins. I don't know where that came from, but I know somewhere that that thing's there. I know that Tom Dodd, I know that the Fulbright thing, he's been feeding that with nobody. But he brought him the reports on the foreign agents, you remember, and the John Conley thing. And now he's creating great doubt about whether or not I really killed the president. Yeah. And I know he's got Lou Harris, body and soul. I know he suggests this thing. A month before they ever conducted the survey, Harris was telling our boy that he had great pressure to run a survey, but he didn't see how they could hang it on. Looks like the people couldn't understand a survey on 68 when neither of us were running, and it was 3 years from 68. But by God, they ran it, and it came out right, 51-49.
Yeah.
And nobody ever asked a question why it was run. I think the whole thing is that, and that's what they built toward. But I don't know what to do about it. And if you'd listen to Edgar,
Marvin, tell you, I thought they suggested that really the new outfit that's under attack on this war thing is FBI.
Well, if we had somebody with enough sense for the statements and the reasoning behind it, but you just like a steer, you've lost your social standing in the community where you reside. You cut up there on that damn court.
I did what?
I say you like to, somebody asked me, he said, what's the difference between a steer and a bull?
Yeah.
The fella said, well, he's one that's lost his social standing in the community where he resides. And you've just been cut when I put you on that damn Supreme Court. I wish Carol never had talked me into it.
Yeah, I'll tell him. I'm telling that. Well, I've got a very elaborate memorandum from which I think Senator could draw a statement. I've got a very close friend.
I would sure tell him to do it, and I'd get him in it. Hard, and the only trouble is I don't want by this man moving off of the letter. I don't want you picking up a new man and then change his power with everybody disagrees with him. I mean, I don't want that to be the end of the tapping and the hollers and everything else.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the only thing I don't like about this change, because I think he's solid as a rock.
Yeah.
On all these things, and I think he'll shove them, and you damn fellas get disqualified. But somebody's got to get up there and just raise hell, and I don't believe our friend, our new friend, would do it.
Of course, I worked on that thing all day today. I'm disqualified.
I know it.
I've got ideas about them. I worked on it all day today. Now, I wanted to mention something to you on this black.
Yeah.
There is a danger that it's going to be shoved pretty hard. I'll have to deal with the problem one day. Back to it. And this fellow that you were talking about, he's got to be very sure-footed about it. I think that we can handle it now because he's got to put things to you.
No, you've got to be.
And I really got him tagged.
Mm-hmm.
I got him tagged. Just got to. Very careful. In terms of conveying information, making sure that that's all he's doing. But I just put
I just think that the whole republic revolves around that specific thing. I think it's, I think black's the case, and I think it, the other's the case.
Well, you think I ought to talk to Duke about...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Strong as a human can.
Yeah, you know, and sort of his relations with his boss are always been good.
They're not?
You know, sometimes they, you know, his boss gets too up to me.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They tell me the documents about where these were authorized are now declassified.
Who declassified?
Edgar did.
Oh, that's great. He'll look at it. All right, so I'll probably do it.
I can't talk to that fellow, that leader, but you sure can. And I just, I'll leave here tomorrow and go to be a poor peasant and wear a wooden shoe and have a purple vine growing around my door. I'd rather have all that than be that personification of murder known as Napoleon the Great. You know what Ingersoll said? Well, then that's the way I'd be. I'd rather be a poor peasant and wear a wooden shoe and have a purple vine around my door than to let this thing go on. All right. Bye.